Benny Cameron has got Sherrod Wellingham with him.
Sherrod, you've won on this day, you've lost on this day. What's the gulf between the feeling of winning and losing today?
I don't know what's the biggest gulf in the world. Doesn't get much worse than this, mate. All we can do is learn from this, though. We've got to come back bigger and harder next year and have the memory of this burning.
What went wrong today, do you think?
They're an extremely, extremely talented side. Finals hardened. I think that we were able to play a style of game that we wanted to do, but just weren't able to execute it to that degree that you need to in a grand final.
Watching the game, we thought that there was a period in the third quarter where you guys were really coming. Did you sense that there was that change when you might have had a little bit of momentum and then perhaps there was that breaking point, I guess, and the game just got away from you?
Yeah, I think we had 10 or so minutes in that second quarter, just towards the back end of that second quarter, where we played some, footy that we were okay with. And then, like you said, we were able to control the ball a bit better in that third quarter. But big games are made of big moments, and we didn't seize those moments.
I'll send you upstairs to the boys who have a couple of questions.
Sherrod, Brad Hardy, well done on your year, firstly, and it is an achievement to make the grand final. Unfortunately, it didn't work out today. I thought Hawthorn's spread of the football by foot in particular was just pulled you blokes apart a little bit today.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. You're probably spot on there. We weren't able to execute quite well defensively. They were able to use the ball. I think last time we played them in that qualifying final, we held them to mid-50 uncontested marks. I reckon they had that in the first half. So, they definitely used the ball by foot and were clean and precise, and that's the game style that we're used to seeing from Hawthorn, and we weren't able to quell that.
You guys have done extremely well undersized down there in the back half. We know we're not going over old ground with McKenzie and Brown, but you've done extremely well to hold the other teams out. Did you think it was a little inkling? Did you think they were foxing? Did you think they were going to go as tall as they did in the game? And it really paid dividends for them earlier. They were able to kick the ball long and stronger to the forward line, and you guys were just found a little bit height-wise anyway.
Yeah, they were really clean with their skills, like you said, and they were able to rely on those marks being taken, and then having the other guys in, Cyril and Bruce and their other half-forwards, Pioplo, sliding down and getting into open space, which when we kill the contest up the ground, it takes that away. We just got to look at it and get better.
Sherrod Attapapley, commiserations on the loss today. The skill level from West Coast all season has just been on the improve. It's been remarkable how much the side has improved in that area. Is that really what let you down today, particularly forward of centre and kicking inside 50?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like I said before, we didn't take our opportunities. Whether it was marks, kicks, lining up for goal. And we'll look at the game and try and not make the same mistakes next year. And it's all just about learning at the moment. And, I'm really proud of the effort that the boys have put in this year.
Without breaching protocol, what did Adam say to you collectively as a group after the game in that little room shut away from everyone else?
Just to remember this feeling that we've got right now of devastation. It doesn't get much worse than this in football. I think he's still really proud of the year that we've put in, but we've got high standards and we're just going to keep trying to improve.
Hey, Sherrod, thanks very much for your time. Again, congratulations on your own season. Personally, it was absolutely outstanding, and the team collectively have been remarkably well. It wasn't your day today, but the good thing is, mate, the sun comes up tomorrow and you can do it all again next year.
Exactly right, mate. Exactly right. Thank you very much, guys.
Sherrod Wellingham there from the West Coast Eagles room.